Perfectionism is a personality or character trait that is defined by striving for flawlessness, having expectations of high performance, but is also accompanied by tendencies of being overly critical. Many persons that I've come into contact to, may it be in my personal life or persons who are clients, love to claim and associate themselves with being perfectionists. Oh, I'm a perfectionist. That's why I like things a certain way. But there is a dark side to that, because many persons who call themselves perfectionists, they feel that they're always making more and more mistakes every single day. And it's like they could never be good enough. The standards that they set for themselves are so high that not reaching them cause them to feel mentally unwell, right? It sometimes affects their health because they're going so hard for so long that they neglect other areas in their life. So this episode of the Parallel Success Podcast, my hope is to address that with having brutal honesty for perfectionists. Because a lot of my audience are persons who are driven professionals who have great ambition and who want to do so much better in their life. But sometimes that skews so far to this way that it becomes dangerous and they become perfectionists. And they either constantly procrastinate doing the things they need to do because they don't feel like they will be doing it to a high enough degree, or they constantly overplan because they think to get success, they need to have a perfect plan because they are not good enough. So my answer to that is the 5-step anti-procrastination checklist that I'm going to run through with you, that I run through all of my clients who have seemingly these symptoms of being a perfectionist. Again, that is procrastinating and overplanning. So this is going to be science-based. I'm going to talk about my own experiences, the experiences of some of my clients, or one in particular actually, about how you can overcome perfectionism and all the bad negative effects that come with it. So why am I talking about this in the first place? I was a perfectionist when it came to this podcast. Every episode had to have 500 downloads on Spotify and thousands of views on YouTube. So I did the script over like sometimes 5-10 times. I recorded a certain episode up to 4 or 5 times, wasted entire days, and then at the end of the day, didn't feel comfortable putting out on the internet because it was simply not good enough. So I was definitely in that position of initially overplanning. The science tells us that there are 3 P's around perfectionism. Perfectionism leads to procrastination, and procrastination eventually leads to paralysis. And again, other research shows that the symptoms of persons who are perfectionists are chronic overplanning and chronic procrastination. So for me, it was overplanning initially, making sure everything was perfect for these episodes. Then it led to procrastination because then I just put off recording the episode of the podcast. And then it led to the last P of paralysis. I just stopped recording podcast episodes altogether because I think I did not have what it takes to do it. So then I just stopped. So these 5 steps are very close and dear to my heart. I've ran through them myself to get me over that hump and become a reformed perfectionist. I hope I still am, and not seeping back into my old habits. So step number 1 in this 5-step process is to understand the pitfalls of perfectionism. As I said before, most persons kind of glorify being a perfectionist. It's this awesome and cool thing because you have high standards, and it's like you're able to like artificially make yourself seem more serious than everybody else because I do not accept the minimum. Like, things have to be exactly this way to get it done. Yes, and everyone who has that viewpoint sounds exactly like that. Unfortunately, it has a lot of negative effects too, because I had a client, she was so adamant that things had to be a certain way that it led her down the same path as me. So let's say she's revising for this big exam she has to do, and she says in her head that every morning she has to wake up and do 40 questions. So what would happen is that if she woke up and only did 5 or 10 questions, she would not attempt doing questions throughout the rest of the day. What would happen is the day after that, she would be like, oh crap, like I did not get my questions done yesterday. I have to plan my day so well that it doesn't happen. And because she spent so long planning, then she also did not engage in doing the questions she should have done. And eventually what ended up happening is she stopped doing the questions for a week because she was so upset that she had to have this perfect routine and nothing can mess it up because it has to go exactly this way. Essentially, for persons who are perfectionists, if you yourself are a perfectionist and you understand that what I said before applies to you, you're constantly overplanning or constantly procrastinating because of these high standards that you have, nothing is going to change if nothing is going to change, right? If you understand you don't like feeling happy, You don't have like that feeling of constantly being behind. If you know that that's gnawing at you, you have to want to make a change. Because up to this point, how has being a perfectionist like actually helped you? You take way longer to do tasks. You're a little more difficult to work with. And in a lot of cases, it takes a lot longer for you to get started on stuff than other people. So you already put yourself behind. So being a chronic perfectionist, and again, there's some people who are perfectionists in like a good sense because they take things seriously. But if you know you're to the extreme, what are the benefits of being an extreme perfectionist? There are none, okay? So what you are then going to have to do is step two in this five-step process. After you've understood the pitfalls, the negative effects it can have on your health and your relationships and just overall your progress, step two is to have that reality check. Play out. You understand the pitfalls of it, but now play out. I had my client do the same thing. What if you being hung up on the fact that you did not do these questions in the morning? What does that lead to? She told me that because she's a perfectionist, when her mornings don't go as planned, it kind of sabotages the rest of the day. She's more miserable, she's more irritable, and she doesn't get in her workout, or she doesn't make any progress throughout the rest of the day. So I told her we'll play that out over days, weeks, and months. Well, if she's more miserable and irritable, that affects her close relationships with her partner, her family, and her friends. If that means that her not getting these questions done in the morning stops her from working out, she's a less healthy person, making her more prone to illness and disease. Okay, that's also going to have an effect on her mental health over an extended period of time. So when you play out you being a perfectionist, having these high standards, and you're not accepting anything less, the stress that that's putting on you over days, weeks, and months, what does that look? Because eventually, as I said, you are going to procrastinate, and then there's going to be paralysis. There's going to come a point in time where these high standards are going to take their toll on you, and you can just stop because it becomes too hard. You can stop like I did, stop recording the podcast and stop the business that you may be doing, or you can do like my client and just stop making progress or efforts toward her goals of getting that exam and getting our next career. It's only going to play out a couple of ways. So now you understand the pitfalls, and then you have that reality check by playing out what things are going to look like. Step number three is embracing perfectionism. So kind of doing the opposite, right? And the way that I like to think about this is that if you are a perfectionist, it's almost like you are a Ferrari or a Bugatti. Again, you have those high standards, but you don't have any wheels because, again, perfectionism leads to procrastination, which leads to paralysis. So eventually you're going to not take action because of these high standards you have on yourself. So you have a Ferrari or a Bugatti without wheels and you're going nowhere. What does that mean? The dude that is in the Toyota Corolla or the Honda Civic is going to go way farther than you could ever imagine of going. So your standards, these unattainable, unreachable goals that you have for yourself are stopping you from making any progress. And the person that has 1% of the goals that you had and takes some action toward them are going to be way farther ahead of you than in the long run. So how can you then perfectionism? Reflect on the fact that none of us are actually perfect. I put it this way all the time. Let's say you had a story where the superhero has no conflict, there's nothing to overcome, he makes no mistakes, right? That doesn't sound like a story or a movie that I'd want to watch. Imagine if a Superman is not, kryptonite is no longer his weakness. There are no supervillains in Metropolis, and essentially all Superman / Clark Kent has to do is like work on the farm. That's not engaging, because when we have setbacks due to our imperfection, because we make mistakes, those are opportunities to improve and learn and get better. So when we embrace that and we do not let that, you know, be a limiting belief or hold us back from the progress we need to make, it is so freeing. Because you can pursue things intently, make mistakes, mess up, learn from it, improve, and go further. So, yeah, you may not have a Bugatti or you may not have a Ferrari. You might get a nice little Toyota with some wheels and actually start going somewhere. So, the third step is to embrace imperfection. Just, I know it's more difficult, but reflect on that. You could be a Ferrari or a Bugatti without any wheels. Play it out. You're going to be in the same place now in a year or maybe in 5 years because you're holding yourself to such a high of a standard. So again, number one, understand the pitfalls of perfectionism. Number two, have that reality check with yourself. Play out what this looks like. right? And number three, understand by you playing it out that you have to do the opposite. You have to embrace imperfection because that's the only way you're going to improve. Number four is set realistic expectations. Yes, it's a lot easier than it sounds, but there's a, within this step four of setting realistic expectations, I'm going to give you a quick little framework to have realistic expectations. So you start small. If you have these high standards and it's paralyzing you from doing anything, clean your room, okay? You have this very long essay, it's going to take so long. Write the first five lines of the essay. You need to set the bar so low, if you are paralyzed by your perfectionism, that you cannot lose. Because when you set the bar so low, then you can celebrate that small win. So for me, I used to be like, yeah, bro, I got to be going in the gym 6 days a week. I got to be doing 2 to 3 podcasts. And I have to be reaching out to all these clients. And I have to be on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter. Bro, that is overwhelming you. And there's so much pressure that I couldn't, like, I stopped making content. You want to know what I do now? After going through this perfectionism checklist, I can do 2 podcasts a week. And if I feel it doing a third, so be it, right? And I can only be very probably consistent on LinkedIn because that's where my effort should be. But I'm going to start small, then celebrate that small win. And you know what's going to happen after that? That is going to allow me to develop a growth mindset. Because you want to know what? When I, instead of me thinking I have to clean my entire house and I just clean my room, oh my goodness, I actually good. Like, I can improve and I can get better. And I'm not just going to stop at cleaning my room. I'm going to probably go to the kitchen and then my office. So when we start small, we actually see ourselves improve, which makes it easier to have a growth mindset, which is necessary to improve instead of starting off at the highest variable there is. When Olympians are doing the high jump, they do not start at the world record height. They start at the Olympic standard and incrementally increase and increase. Because you want to know what? When they clear a height, that gives them confidence to know that they can do the next thing. So starting small, then celebrating your wins allows you to develop a growth mindset. And you want to know what you can do after that? You can engage in a reflective practice to almost have evidence to show that you are probably as good as you think. Because when you're a perfectionist and you never hit the goals and standards that you have for yourself, you think you suck. You think you are not good. That is how I viewed myself. That's how many of my clients view themselves. But you don't know what? I've had my clients doing an exercise recently where they give a daily recap of each day and what are the wins they had. So in the future, when they tell me, bro, I don't feel like I can do this. Bro, this is really hard. I'm like, bro, just look back. Like, you've been crushing it for 2 weeks now. And it's only obvious you're going to have a bad day. Understanding that it's just this expectation you have to be up here is not realistic, bruh. You had all these wins over here. You do not suck. Like, if I reflected on the fact that when I stopped doing the podcast, up to that point, I probably had 35 episodes out. Bruh, I'm actually appreciated that and rewarded myself for the effort taking, but not the reward. I could be so better off. So for you to set realistic expectations, set small achievable goals, then celebrate the win. That is going to allow you to develop a growth mindset, because by setting that small win and celebrating it, you're going to have the confidence that you could do something a little better than that, and you're going to see yourself improve. And when you do that and you start collecting wins, reflect on the wins you have. Probably take them down. Note the wins you have. So when you get to a point, right, you're having a rough day and it's not looking like you can get through, you have evidence that you can get through it, because all of us have 100% success rate on bad days where we feel it crap and not going forward. And we think that we're going to buckle and, you know, crumble underneath the stress. But if you actually recorded it and you review it, you can be a lot better, right? So even on those days when it's hard, right, when we go to bed and we wake up, everybody get reset at zero, bruh. Like, if you was doing good and you was on being consistent and today you stop and you don't do anything more beyond that, you can stagnate. If you've been doing a bunch of crap before and you start to get serious today going forward from forward, you are going to progress. Remember, yesterday ended last night. So if you failed yesterday, it also ended. Today is what matters. You cannot take action toward things that have already happened, which is your past, or things that have not happened yet, which is your future. You can only take action for today. The last step in this 5-step process of this anti-procrastination checklist is self-compassion and forgiveness. After you have embraced imperfection, and then when you have been able to set realistic expectations, you are still going to beat yourself up. Just because you have realistic expectations for yourself doesn't mean you're going to hit all of them. So having self-compassion for yourself and being able to forgive yourself when you don't hit those goals, even though they may be easy sometimes, is necessary, is a requirement. Because if every single time you go through all these steps and you still fail and you allow that to sabotage your progress for the future, it's not good. You could as well have not started in the first place, right? So the ways that I would advise you to do that is through two things. Engage in more positive self-talk. I don't try to advocate for affirmations, because I think I don't necessarily agree with affirmations. I know for some people it works, but I'd rather prefer you have evidence towards the what you say you are. Like, if affirmations to me is just like lying to yourself. So what I would advise over affirmations is more positive self-talk, right? So it's not like you just see all the obstacles that are in your way and like you feel that you suck. It's like when you make a mistake or you fall short of something, that is now an area for me to improve. So like, for example, I don't like the quality of the podcast that I am putting out or the content that I'm putting out. That is an opportunity for me to improve, be a better writer, be a better storyteller, be more charismatic. That means that me being able to acknowledge that means that I am going to do better in future. Good. So obstacles are not obstacles. They're opportunities to improve. And to be honest, my second advice on this topic is, bruh, do not take yourself that seriously. Like, I was very much of the opinion that I had to be so strict and stringent on myself and like not even enjoy the journey. But I did. And I didn't. And it was, but now I am. And this is so cool. I like what I'm doing because I understand that making mistakes are a part of the journey. And I am not, once I know that I'm making the effort toward my goals, that is the most important thing, right? I have the self-compassion to know that, yeah, bro, you can mess up and you can sound foolish on the pod sometimes and you ain't gonna like be so articulate like everybody else. And you all know what? Probably you're not gonna blow up like everybody else. That's okay. I have the self-compassion to know that me comparing myself with other people and their success, comparing their year 5 to my year 2 or their year 10 to my year 2, ain't gonna help me. Probably what's gonna be the best thing for me is comparing me versus me. Am I doing a little better yesterday than I did today? Not holding myself to exceedingly high standards because that's what I see everybody else doing or that's what society has told me which is necessary? Nah, bruh. That's how we're gonna get where we need to go. So I hope that you could do the same, right? Remember, it's a 5-step process. You first understand the pitfalls, like see the negative effects of perfectionism. Then number 2, you have the reality check. You play out. What does you being an extreme perfectionist do for you? Probably nothing good. So then you have to embrace imperfection, right? Understand that you are the Bugatti without wheels and somebody with a Toyota Corolla with wheels is going to go way further than you are. Understand that the stories that we love have conflict and persons making mistakes and overcoming them. So why would you expect any less for your journey? Set realistic expectations. As I said, set small goals, celebrate the wins, get that confidence, which would then turn into a growth mindset and reflect on it. Reflect on the progress that you made. Because that also helps you with self-compassion and forgiving yourself. Because over the long haul, you're seeing all the progress you're making, bruh, and not the mistakes that tear you down. So use this checklist. This is a checklist that I use with myself to get where I am and my clients. And I'm going to try as much as possible to come with you as often as possible with valuable, encouraging, and informative content just like this on the Parallel Success Podcast. As I said before, tune into 2 episodes a week. I'm going to see you in the next one. If you're one of those busy professionals and you think this could be useful and you'd want to work with me on a deeper level, check out weblearn.com, sign up, and I will get in contact with you. Weblearn.com, weblearn.com, and I will see you shortly. Or reach out to me on LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is Jared Zarrell Thompson, or just put in Jared Thompson and the dude who is like the productivity systems architect. That's your boy. I'm going to see you guys in the next episode. Peace. Are you a busy and overwhelmed professional balancing your career with further studies? Or maybe you are balancing your career with a side hustle, or you just want more time to do the things you actually enjoy? Well, this is your golden opportunity. At the bottom of the show notes of this episode, I have set up a link where you can schedule a free discovery call with yours truly so I can walk through you how I help my clients be more productive, save more time, and earn more money. I would love to help you. I've had 36 other people who've been able to do it and have that benefit. Let me be able to share that benefit with you. Look forward to you and meeting you after you schedule that call. Enjoy the rest of your day.